With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Republican Representative Greg Gianforte and Democrat Mike Cooney will face off in the November 3rd election for Montana governor after prevailing over their opponents in a mail-in primary that saw huge voter participation. Montana voters also chose party nominees to run for Senate, House, and a slate of other offices this fall. Tuesday's primary elections were changed to all mail-in balloting to protect against the spread of the coronavirus. Voters turned in a record number of ballots. Former Vice President Joe Biden won the Democratic nomination for president. Republican President Donald Trump was unopposed for the Republican nomination. Montana candidates who advanced the general election say they're looking forward to the time when they can get back on the campaign trail rather than relying on phone calls to reach voters while helping prevent the spread of coronavirus. After Tuesday's primary, Republican Austin Knutson and Democrat Rafe Graybill will compete for the office of Attorney General, while Democrat Bryce Bennett and Republican Christy Jacobson will square off in the Secretary of State race. Republican Troy Downing and Democrat Shane Morgeau will meet in the race for auditor and state insurance commissioner. Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Artzen faces a challenge from Democrat Melissa Romano. Glacier National Park will start a limited reopening for visitors next week after the Northern Montana Park closed March 24th because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Superintendent Jeff Mao says the park's goal is to gradually provide visitors access while working to prevent the spread of the coronavirus and respond quickly to any new infections. The park's entrance at West Glacier will open next Monday, and visitors will be able to access Apgar and going to the Sun Road as far as Lake McDonald Lodge. The east entrances to the park will remain closed because the neighboring Blackfeet Indian Reservation has coronavirus restrictions in place through June 30th. A grizzly bear was euthanized south of Eureka after it became habituated and food conditioned, according to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The bear was reportedly eating from bird feeders, climbing into vehicle beds for garbage, and grazing on residential lawns. The 3-year-old 235-pound adult male was caught May 25th. It had also been captured earlier this spring east of Big Fork. Last week, a male and a female grizzly were killed on the Rocky Mountain front west of Great Falls by black bear hunters. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is investigating both incidents. In other bear news, Montana livestock producers facing an increase in grizzly bear attacks on their animals are getting some additional help from the U.S. government. Today, the U.S. Interior Department's Fish and Wildlife Service and USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced they'll provide funding for 2 additional bear conflict specialists. They will also update grizzly hazing guidelines and address bears that eat livestock. These new seasonal specialists will work from spring through fall in the Gravelly Range and the Northern Rocky Mountain Front. Conflicts among ranchers and bears are raising as grizzlies emerge from their dens. There have been 20 confirmed livestock depredations so far this calendar year. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which often works with Montana's Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, is responsible for managing grizzly bears, which are a federally protected species. Following Montana's Tuesday primary, 15 Native American candidates will continue on to the general election. Caitlin Nicholas with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports that includes a candidate for the statewide position of state auditor.
On Tuesday, Shane Morgeau, a member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, won the Democratic nomination for state auditor. If he wins the general election, he will be the first Native American to hold a statewide office since Denise Juneau served as superintendent of public instruction in 2017. Mark Trahant from Indian Country Today points out that Montana is one of the few states whose public officials consistently have racial parity.
You have to put it in context, and that's that Montana leads the nation. It really has been a remarkable story about how well Native Americans have participated in public elections. And it's been a case of every year kind of building on the previous year and learning from it and taking more opportunities.
Last year, 7.3% of the Montana legislature was Native American. A 2018 census estimate says American Indians made up 6.7% of Montana's population. There are currently 12 members of the 2019 Montana American Indian Caucus. Caitlin Nicholas, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Caitlin Nicholas is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America tribal affairs reporter. Other notable wins in the primary election last night, Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Mike Cooney won their party's nomination for the governor's race. Incumbent Senator Steve Daines will face off this November against current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock for the U.S. Senate. For the U.S. House race, state auditor Matt Rosendale won the Republican primary, and former state lawmakers Kathleen Williams won the Democratic nomination. Missoula's police chief says there's no evidence to substantiate widespread rumors that outside agitators plan to stir up in the Garden City. That message today from Chief Jason White and Missoula Mayor John Engen. White says a days-long investigation determined no credible threat of agitators infiltrating local demonstrators who are downtown peacefully protesting the death of George Floyd.
We've been working with our local, state, and federal law enforcement partners to track down information that's validated to figure out what is going on. And I'm happy to report as of today, we have no credible intelligence that is true.
Mayor Engen cautioned Missoulians to be skeptical of rumors floating around on social media.
If we know something, we are going to let you know, and we will have a variety of ways of doing that, not the least of which is a quick look at the City of Missoula's website, where we will post any significant change that you all should be concerned about.
Mayor Engen and Chief White say Missoula has a long and proud history of supporting peaceful demonstrations. They also caution that unspecified contingency plans are in place if demonstrations turn violent. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks say it's detected a high number of boats with various aquatic invasive species on board so far this year. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports that detections come as more and more boats are lining up at inspection stations.
So far, inspection stations have intercepted 12 boats with invasive zebra or quagga mussels and one vessel with red-rimmed Melania snails attached. Most vessels that are intercepted are either coming from the Midwest or Arizona, as Montana entered into phase one of its coronavirus reopening plan last month. Nearly 16,000 boats passed through inspection stations, a significant jump compared to that time in 2018 and 2019. With the state's out-of-state visitor restrictions lifted, state officials say out-of-state boat numbers are likely to rise. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.